Ryan Hennings, hello.
Hello.
When did drones become a problem in Yukon?
Well, drones, that technology is new. I wouldn't say that it's a problem in the Yukon. Hunting by aircraft has always been illegal in the Yukon.
So that's including even by plane, by small plane or bush plane.
Exactly. But there's always been, as this is a new technology, it's slightly different than an aircraft. It's still considered to be an aircraft. All we've done is provided clarity in our legislation on drones use and how it can be used or not used in the hunting aspect here in the territory to provide clarity for the users that may want to either have them now or considering getting them in the future.
So would you describe it more as something that was looking ahead to address this before it came a problem? Or were there some particular issues that you started to see in Yukon that made people think, well, maybe we should take a look at this now?
This is more really a proactive regulation, I would classify it as, here in the territory. I know we've started to see more and more requests about using this, but it's always been our interpretation of the legislation that drone is an aircraft. It is illegal to use. And all we've done now is made it more clear and really made this in our legislation very clarified it so that everybody will understand how they can be used in the territory.
And what exactly does the new law on drones cover? It could be anything from sort of a single hunter going out to a group, First Nations and not First Nations. What does it cover exactly?
So basically what we've done is said that a drone is obviously considered to be an aircraft and you cannot use it while hunting. And if you have it in possession while you're hunting, you'll be deemed to be have used it for hunting, which is illegal, and that gives us clarity and some purposes. So what we're trying to tell people is if you're out hunting, don't take your drone. Don't use your drone. Don't even have it. Not in a purpose. If you're not hunting, go ahead, use your drone. For the recreational or commercial purposes that you want to do it, you follow Transport Canada rules and regulations. But if you want to go out hunting, don't be in possession. Don't take it with you.
And that goes for whether you're First Nations or not?
Well, that goes for the licensed hunter. First Nation hunters here in the territory, they have a subsistence right to hunt, which is pretty unregulated at this point. But, yeah, that would go for them, too.
Was there any pushback from any part of Yukon society or for maybe sports hunters or commercial or people that, you know, brought tourists to Yukon? Was there any pushback from any segments of society or was everyone pretty well on board with it?
No, all the interested groups and all the public consultation that we went through prior to this regulation coming into effect were all in support and were all understood the importance and of this regulation, what we were trying to do. So we had overall some really good support by all the interest groups to pass this regulation.
What are going to be the penalties for violating this law?
The penalties here under our act for this, you could face up to a maximum fine of $50,000. Should you use this for a commercial aspect for money or gain, say if you're an outfitter or you received financial compensation for using your drone to help someone hunt or something, those penalties can go up to $100,000.
Well, Ryan Hennings, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.